Shalom and welcome to Sem Torah for Parshat Va'etchanan. As we know, Parshat Va'etchanan begins with Moshe begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reconsider his decision about Moshe not being allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael. It really is one of the most tragic episodes in the entire Chumash when Moshe Rabbeinu pleads with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the very beginning of our Parsha to allow him, Moshe, to fulfill his life's dream to enter Eretz Yisrael. And the Torah tells us, V'etchanan al Hashem v'itahi lemor, Hashem Elokim, ata chilota leharot et avdecha et godlecha, v'et yadcha hachazaka, asher mi'el b'shamayim uva'aretz, asher ya'asech ma'asecha v'chi gvurotecha. Moshe says that he begs Hashem at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no God, of course, in the universe, heaven or earth, that can do like you can do. And then the last thing he says is the request itself. E'ebra na ve'ere et ha'aretz ha'tova asher be'ever ha'yardain ha'har ha'tov hazeh v'halavanon. Moshe Rabbeinu says, let me please pass over the Yardain, let me see Haaretz HaTova, Asher Be'Ever HaYardain. I want to see the good land on the other side of the Yardain. However, the Pasuk and Moshe's request does not end there. He doesn't only say, I want to go see the Eretz HaTova. He says he wants to see at the end of the Pasuk, it's in Pasuk Chaf Hei, in Perek Gimel, he wants to see Hahar HaTov HaZeh V'Halavanon. He wants to see that good mountain, Lebanon, Levanon. What does that mean? What was the request? What did Moshe Rabbeinu want to see? Hahar, Hatov, Hazeh, V'Halavanon. What does it mean? So Rashi and Unkelis and many Mefarshim quote the Gemara and quote the Medrash, which says as follows. Hahar, Hatov, Hazeh, Zu Yerushalayim. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to see Yerushalayim and Livanon Zeh Beit HaMikdash. He wants to not only see Israel, he wants to see Yerushalayim, and he wants to see Livanon, which means the Beit HaMikdash. And the Marsha on the Gemara in Gittin Nun Vav says that this must be referring to Yerushalayim. When the Torah says, Hahar Hatov Hazeh, says the Marsha de lo ne'emar hahar hatov behei hayidia rak al har hamoria. Whenever, says the Marsha, whenever we talk about a mountain, it could be any mountain. But whenever Tanakh says the mountain, it has to be the har hamoria. It has to be Yerushalayim. The mountain that was picked, says the Marsha, from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, it has to be talking about Yerushalayim. And this reminds us, really, of where all our desires and all of our aspirations should be. It's only been a short while since Tisha B'Av, when we all mourned and fasted and cried over the destruction of Yerushalayim, over the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, and here we have Moshe Rabbeinu himself wishing to go back to Israel, to go to Yerushalayim, and to see the Beit HaMikdash. It's really where all of us desire to be. If I could quote the Kuzari, Rabbi Yehuda Levi, writing the Kuzari, he dies in the middle of the 12th century. In Ma'amar Hey, says the Kuzari, Yerushalayim obnam tibaneh. He says Yerushalayim will indeed be rebuilt. Kishayichsifu b'nei Yisrael la tachlit hakosef ad sheyachonenu avaneha v'yafara. He says Yerushalayim will indeed be rebuilt. It's in Ma'amar Hey of the Kuzari. Yerushalayim will be rebuilt when the Jewish people yearn for it in the highest form of yearning, says the Kuzari, to the point where they favor its stones and its dust. We have to be on the level, if all of B'nai Israel were on the level of begging, of dying for Yerushalayim the Beit HaMikdash, of begging for Yerushalayim the Beit HaMikdash. If we're on that level, it's to the point where we desire the stones of the Beit HaMikdash and the dust of Yerushalayim, then we shall indeed see the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Maseches Ketuvot, on Daf Kuf Yud Bet, Amud Aleph, and Kuf Yud Bet, Amud Bet, tells us of actually people who used to do exactly that. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Abba used to kiss the cliffs of Akko, and Rabbi Hanina used to repair its roads. And Rav Ami and Rav Asi, says the Gemara, used to move their seats. If it was hot, they would move to the shade, and if it was cold, they would move to the sun. And Rashi says so that no one could ever complain about Yerushalayim. And not only that, Rabbi Chiya Bar Gamda, the Gemara says, used to roll around in its dust. That was them. That was Moshe. Moshe was literally dying to see Israel, to see Yerushalayim, and to see the Mikdash. If we could take this one step further to understand exactly what this means. What does it mean that Yerushalayim is the mountain and Levanon is the Mikdash? The Sifri on this week's Parsha, on those words, says the following. The Sifri says that everybody called Yerushalayim a mountain. Avraham called it a mountain, and Moshe called it a mountain, and David called it a mountain, and even in the end of days, we are all going to call it a mountain. So what does it mean? What is the significance of the fact that Yerushalayim is called a mountain? Well, that same Sifri perhaps can help us answer the question. But it goes further. The Sifri says, V'lama nikra shemo levanon? Why is the Mikdash called Levanon, Shemalbin Avonotehem Shel Yisrael? The Mikdash whitens the sins of Bnei Yisrael. The Mikdash is and was the center of Tshuva. It was the center of Kapara through the Korbanot, through the Kohen Gadol, etc. We had our sins whitened. The power of the Mikdash was and is to whiten our sins, and it's very powerful. Says the Medrash Tanchuma on Parshat Bechukotai Simin Gimel, says the Medrash that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, if the nations of the world knew that when Bnei Israel would sin, they would set up these two guards, so to speak, to make sure that Bnei Israel would not sin. The Medrash says that if the nations of the world knew that when Bnei Israel sinned, the nations of the world would be punished, they would set up guards to make sure that nobody sinned. And not only that, says the Medrash goes one step further. Excuse me. The Medrash continues and says, V'lo dayan she'ein ha'umot mishamin et Yisrael, ela od mevatli notan min ha'mitzvot. And the Medrash says, not only have the nations of the world not helped us, they have actually hindered us. Everyone in the world understands how much kapara, how much whitening, so to speak, goes on in the Mikdash. The Gemara Masechet Sukkah Daf Nun Hey says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Oy lahem la goyim she'avdu ve'en yodin ma she'avdu. Says the Gemara, the nations of the world lost something, and they don't even know what they lost. Bizman shebet hamikdash kayam mizbeach mechaper alehen v'achshav mi mechaper alehen. The mizbeach doesn't only atone for our sins, God forbid, and for our mistakes, God forbid, but the whole world, the entire world. The one of the most powerful aspects of the Mikdash is the fact that our sins are erased. Our sins are forgiven there. However, we must remember that the Mikdash is not only likened to Livanon, where our sins are whitened. The Mikdash and Yerushalayim is also likened to a mountain. And perhaps one can suggest that being on top of a mountain offers a perspective that you cannot see below. And when we have the Mikdash, sure, we can see the world, we can see God in the world differently. But it's only if you climb up that mountain. It's only if you put up the effort. It's only if you work hard, then you reach the top of the mountain. If you do not, you will stay forever at the bottom of the mountain. Sure, the Mikdash is Levanon, it whitens, but Yerushalayim first is a mountain. The Beit HaMikdash is not a magic building. Bnei Yisrael have to work hard to acquire the Mikdash, have to work hard to acquire atonement. All we have to do is look back to Shmuel Aleph Perek Dalid when the Aron was taken without Shmuel's permission. It was taken without the prerequisite of understanding what it was and what it wasn't. It was in the early days of Shmuel Hanavi, and Bnei Yisrael learned the hard way that the Aron also was not a magic box that you bring to war and you return victorious. The Mikdash is not just a magic building. Oh, I have the Mikdash. Oh, I have the Mizbeach. Oh, I have Korbanot. And so all my sins are atoned. No, it's a mountain first. First, you've got to climb the mountain. First, you have to get up there. You have to work hard. Rabbi Soloveitchik describes this. It's summarized in Al HaTshuva that there's a difference, two levels of tshuva. There is a lower level of tshuva called kapara. Kapara does indeed occur when it's superficial, but it's not deep-rooted. It's not the deep-rooted tshuva of tahara. The Mikdash is indeed called Livanon Shemalbin Avanoteim Shel Yisrael. It does whiten, but it also is called a mountain. It requires effort. And may we all be Zoche. It was just a little while ago that we were mourning over Tisha B'Av and mourning on Tisha B'Av, mourning over the Mikdash. But it's not just a magic building. It won't be rebuilt magically, and it won't exist and be sustained magically. It requires our hard work coming back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was that kind of Mikdash and that kind of Israel that Moshe Rabbeinu was begging for. We have Israel, but we are begging even more for the Mikdash, and it requires our hard work to see that it happens and to see that we are forgiven there. May we all be Zoche. Have a Shabbat Shalom.